In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Angelo Santilli. Hello, Angelo.
Hello, Andy. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, again. Welcome back. You were on before with Ed, right?
I was, yeah, the Anjanette Acoustic Duo.
Is there still an Anjanette Acoustic Duo to be had?
There is absolutely still an Anjanette Acoustic Duo. Ed has been under the weather for a while, and he's recovering, and he probably could play out, but with the whole COVID thing, it's not a good idea.
Yeah, better not to, Well, right now, your act is called the Big Ange Acoustic Review, right?
That's how I bill myself when I play solo, yeah.
Well, let's break that down. Why are you Big Ange? You don't seem that big to me.
My name is Ange, and I am a big guy, Andy.
Acoustic, is it all acoustic again, as it was with Ed?
When I play a solo, yeah, it's acoustic.
Is that a function of economy or just the way you like the sound?
Both. I mean, most of my musical career, I guess, it was with electric bands, and the last 5 or 6 years, I've been almost exclusively acoustic, although I'm actually in the process of putting a band together so I can satisfy that Jones.
Like, what percentage of your songs do you think are going to make to the Big Ange Acoustic Review?
I would say about 50%.
Okay.
You know, but I always keep them around. You know, I have them all recorded in my phone, and sometimes I go back to them. Sometimes I'll write a song, and I'll remember another song I was writing and think that, you know, these two will go pretty well together, and I'll go back to. So I always refer to the other stuff. It's not that it's not good enough. It's just maybe not complete.
Well, you're a very good guitar player. I like the guitar playing on this particular song. Are you a perfectionist when it comes to guitar?
I'm not. I really am. I'm more a proponent of soul than I am technique. Mm-hmm. I like to think that I'm a soulful player and kind of know what lines to play where, but there are many, many more better technical guitarists out there.
Yeah, with you it's more about the feel than it is about, not to worry too much about making a mistake here and there.
Not anymore. Back in the day, maybe, but not anymore.
Are you the kind of guy that brings his guitar everywhere he goes? First thing in the morning?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I do. Prior to what I'm doing now, I was doing a lot of traveling for work, and
right.
You know, what I would do, sometimes I'd be gone for months at a time. Instead of bringing a guitar, I'd get on Craigslist and try to find a $50 guitar, you know, and then just either give it to somebody, donate it to somebody, or just leave it behind.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Angelo Santilli. What kind of job are you not doing now that you would normally be doing? Day job.
Right now, what I am doing is I do inspections for Section 8 housing. I work for a nonprofit called Pathstone, and it's allowed me to stay home, which is nice, you know. And my commute is very short, and leaves me plenty of time for the music.
So you actually help people get into homes.
I help them get into homes. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are people behind the scenes that do all the legwork, and I just make sure that the place is livable, you know, and properly maintained by HUD standards.
It's got to meet the Big Ange Acoustic Review standards.
Got to meet the Big Ange standard. Yeah, no question. And they have to sing me a song before I'll give them the okay.
No, they don't. Although, why do I think that's a possibility in your case? Tell me about the song we're going to play called We Learn. It's a good one.
Thank you. It just kind of happened, actually. I was, you know, for some reason thinking about that old, the old question that we answer when we're all kids, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? Started thinking about my own kids maybe asking me that question when they were young. But at its core, you know, the song I think is about the beauty and the fragility of life. Our lives, I think, are a series of steps and moments that lead to destinations. Without the journey, there's no landing spot. Cumulatively, these steps that we take in our lives, they manifest into wisdom.
Don't you wish you knew all this, Angelo, when you were young?
I sure do.
Angelo, I would imagine, even with a limited capacity at restaurants, getting a gig as a solo artist is probably a lot easier, right? You got any gigs coming up?
It's a little easier. I wouldn't say a lot easier, but yeah, I do have a gig coming up at Paula's Public House in Poughkeepsie on February 19th at 6:30. They're one of the few places that are still doing music. They're still keeping it going. They have been the whole time.
What's your website? Where can people find out more about Angelo Santilli and the Big Ange Acoustic Review?
Everything is off of the Ange and Ed website. It's angened.com, A-N-G-N-E-D.com. Ed and I are still a team. Really, I do most of my communication on Facebook. You know, you can go to the Big Ange Acoustic Review page.
Angelo Santilli in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Hey, say hello to Ed. Wish him good health. And here's the song, We Learn.
Thanks so much, Andy. Great to talk to you again.